This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Darlene Gedwell is visiting her family in Minden. As a senior who lives in New Brunswick, her budget is already tight, and during her stay here, she's noticed how expensive groceries are in Halliburton County. Gedwell isn't surprised the region is edging ever closer to the declaration of a food emergency.
It is high, and it is hard to meet up with, especially with the old people. They got a hard time. I go out, I just don't go out, and I just eat what I have to eat, that's it.
Gedwell's strategy is one many locals know all too well. Based on responses to the Canadian Income Survey, an estimated 18% of households in Halliburton County are experiencing food insecurity. In fact, one in four cannot afford to buy the food they need to maintain good health. Food insecurity, a direct sign of poverty, has doubled in recent years, with more people turning to food banks to fill the gaps. Since late 2024, five Ontario communities, Toronto, Mississauga, Kingston, Smiths Falls, and Cochrane, have all declared food emergencies. While symbolic, the declarations are aimed at raising awareness and advocacy at the provincial and federal government levels to address food insecurity. Canoe FM recently spoke to a number of local officials and organizations to learn more about food insecurity and food emergencies. In part one of our series, we learned about what factors contribute to declaring a food emergency and the impact of food insecurity on adults and children. In part two, we'll learn about what organizations are saying needs to be done to address the issue and what the future may hold in Halliburton County. Food emergencies are based on the negative impacts of the rising cost of living, which include rent increases, the growing cost of groceries, a surge in food bank use, and emergency food assistance. In recent years, food insecurity in our region has escalated, putting the health of adults, children, and youth in jeopardy. Sarah Sang, Health Equity Coordinator with the Halliburton, Kawartha, Northumberland, Peterborough Health Unit, says while the health unit monitors food insecurity, a declaration of a food emergency is not theirs to make. It's up to the County of Halliburton to do so. That said, Sang has a few ideas that could improve the situation for people struggling in the region.
What we do know is that food insecurity is a serious issue, and it's not up to the health unit to declare an emergency. You know, our different levels of government decides when and how to address the issue. So it's up to the county or each municipality to declare a food insecurity emergency. I guess if more people, you know, general citizens, like, you know, you, me, the listeners, know about the issue of food insecurity, then we can build demand for real solutions to address the problem. You know, solutions like increasing social assistance rates to meet the cost of living and indexing those rates to inflation, or increasing wages that allow people to meet the basic costs of living, or solutions like a basic income guarantee. Policy change takes time. It takes a group effort. So I think the more we can sound the alarm of the issue, the more we can build that demand for real solutions to address the problem of food insecurity. We need sustainable, long-term real solutions that get at the heart of the problem.
Marg Cox is the executive director at Point in Time, a social service provider in Halliburton. She says people in the region are struggling to make ends meet, and demand for food assistance is at an all-time high. She thinks it's time the provincial and federal governments presented some real solutions in the form of food subsidies, as well as solving other interrelated problems that exist here in Halliburton County.
I think that it might be time to consider food subsidies for families. I know we've got the child tax credit, used to be called the baby bonus, for families raising kids. And I think it's so important that it be on a monthly basis, not just when your tax return comes in, because it's too hard when you're trying to feed your kids all year. And I would really suggest increasing the amount that people receive on that to help deal with the food insecurity issue. I would also really suggest strongly that the provincial and federal governments invest more heavily in supporting counties like ours with transportation needs and housing needs, because those will make a huge difference in people's lives and people's budget. If we have affordable housing, then there will be more money to spend on food at the grocery store. Because unless we fix access to childcare, housing, transportation, you don't have those choices about where you want to spend your money that I think is required for the basic living model.
Gina Robertson is the executive director of Search Community Services in Halliburton. The organization has been helping people in the community through its many programs, Thrift Warehouse and Bistro, for the past 35 years. In the last year alone, Search handed out 21,000 free frozen meals, and Robertson says the need just keeps growing. But to address the problem of food insecurity, Robertson says there are many other issues that also need solving as well.
You can't just attack food insecurity like it's a bigger picture. It's about employment. It's about whether you have coping skills. It's about whether you have a network. It's about whether you're employed or self-employed or whatever. But you can't just look at food insecurity in a vacuum. You can't. So what else in the county are we doing? Transportation would be a good one. There's an RFP coming out, or I guess it's out now. We'll see what they'll do. But like, there's lots of initiatives that I think could happen. We need certainly way better social support nets than OW and ODSP. I mean, they're a start, but if you're an individual, you get 700 and something a month. Well, sorry, nobody can live on that. It's just a bigger picture. I'd love to say groceries should be cheaper, but again, that's a whole nother big, huge political arena, right? And so, you know, to blame local grocers for keeping prices high, that's not, I mean, they're told what price it at, right?
Gary Dyke is CAO for Halliburton County. He said the problem of food insecurity is well known at the county level, as the health unit regularly shares its data with the county's Community Safety and Wellness Committee. Dyke says food insecurity has been steadily rising for the past 5 years. He added the committee will be discussing food insecurity and food emergency declarations in the very near future. While he didn't commit to whether he thinks declaring a food emergency in Halliburton County is inevitable, he said the problem is a pervasive one that is a hardship for far too many people here.
It has increased significantly over the last 5 years, I believe, since COVID. If you look across the metrics from, you know, even the large urban centers into our area as well, there has been a significant increase in demand on the food banks and the gap between what's a living wage and what OPSD covers. The numbers are glaring, right? It's not like it's close. You know, it's like, you know, if they do a little here, a little there, things will work out. But you look at the numbers, you look at the average rental price of a house, you look what the OPSD or the minimum wage rate is, cost of food, cost of heat, cost of energy, like all those things. It's math. It's not about willingness. It's not about anything other than that.
Dyke says the size and scope of food insecurity means all levels of government must collaborate to solve it and realize there's no one size fits all solution. And while he knows declaring a food emergency is largely symbolic, it amplifies the issue, essentially sounding the collective alarm bell.
It doesn't add any extra powers to the municipality as traditional emergency, state of emergency would, but it creates a structure by which you can advocate for systemic change, right? And that's what's needed here. To address this issue, there needs to be significant changes at the provincial level with respect to the funding into these areas to recognize the increasing gap between basic aspects of life, to be able to afford a basic access of life, and what OPSD provides. By coming forward, recognize, educate, promote the severity of the need within the community, it has other tangible and intangible benefits. The fact is from, you know, policy decision-making, partnering, resourcing, bringing more people into the tent, making it a community project versus just a council or elected body project, where it leverages the strength of the community itself to come together and provide solutions. Because it's not one solution, right? By joining other municipalities, there's strength in numbers, but also showing the province that this isn't just a large urban issue.
The date for the upcoming Community Safety and Wellness Committee meeting is November 10th. The county's current food insecurity issues will be discussed then, as well as the possible declaration of a food emergency in Halliburton County.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.